Did you know there's a type of orchid in Australia that can actually trick a wasp into thinking it's another wasp? Evolutionists can't explain how such an amazing orchid came to be, but creationists certainly can. Find out more on today's Creation Moment. And now, our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
Some orchids are remarkable. In a previous Creation Moment, we referred to the bucket orchid and its relationship to the orchid bee. There is a very strange orchid in Australia called the hammer orchid, which seems to fool wasps. The tinnid wasp is itself quite strange. The females have no wings, but emerge from tiny burrows and climb up a plant to await the male wasp, which flies in, attracted by the female's scent. The hammer orchid produces a flower which closely resembles the appearance of the female tinnid, and even releases a scent similar to that of the female wasp. So the male wasp flies in, but instead of a female wasp, he finds the flower awkwardly pivoted, and a little hammer knocks him into the anthers to collect pollen. If he's already coated in pollen, then some of this is rubbed off onto the flower's stamen. This process cannot be described as coevolution, because the tinnid wasp gets no advantage. One article on the hammer orchid points out that the male wasp would never confuse the orchid for a female if both were side by side. Therefore, the article stated that natural selection has favoured plants which flower just before the females emerge. But an incorrectly timed pre-evolutionary orchid would not have survived to pass on the supposed evolved genes. Therefore, once again, we see that evolution is impossible as a means of explaining this remarkable design.
Visit us online at creationmoments.com, where you'll find thousands of free biblical creation resources, articles, radio show transcripts, videos, and much more.